Human rights watchdogs in Mozambique say they saw police indiscriminately shooting at more than 20,000 people who had gathered at Maputo International Airport to welcome opposition coalition leader Venancio Mondlane.
The police blocked all the airport entrances, making it impossible for people to receive Mondlane. They fired gunshots before and after Mondlane's arrival, killing people in the process. The situation was tense here in Mozambique, with the police killing and injuring people.
That was Center for Democracy and Human Rights officer Andrea Mlungo. He was joined by Wilka Dias from the election watchdog group Decide, who also says he also saw indiscriminate police violence.
The police shoot 6 people, real bullets. 3 are dead right now. After that, we see so many people running in the some streets, avenues, or different streets and avenue. And right now we don't know what will happen in the next days, but maybe we will see the worst situation.
Also present at the airport were Mondlane's coalition partners. They told reporters that Mozambique would be ungovernable if the ruling Frelimo party excludes Mondlane from the national dialogue before Daniel Chapo, the ruling party's presidential candidate, is inaugurated next week. Solomon Mondlane, who is however not related to the opposition leader, is the coalition's international relations representative.
Mondlane has been ready to talk. He has been ready for dialogue. We have been advising him to say the way out of this is dialogue. We have been calling dialogue even when they were not even interested in listening to us. Mondlane, the first thing that he said when he arrived, he said, "I am here to prove to the government that I am not running away. They have been saying that I ran away, I'm unreachable. They cannot come to me because they don't even know where I am. I'm coming here as a citizen of this country who is willing to speak to those who want to speak to me."
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, who recently sent an envoy to meet outgoing Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi, Thursday also called for peace in Maputo.
We're watching very closely what is happening in Mozambique. And obviously, Mozambique is such a close neighbor to us, a very good trading partner, member of SADC. And as SADC members, we are prepared, willing, and able to give them as much support as we possibly can to be able to navigate their way out of the challenges that they face. And they have our full support in every way possible.
Last week, Mozambique's outgoing president, Filipe Nyusi, held a meeting with smaller opposition parties. During the meeting, Nyusi offered these smaller parties seats in the next parliament. However, observers see Nyusi's move as a divide-and-rule tactic to weaken Mondlane's influence. Despite the tense political climate, Frelimo is preparing for Daniel Chapo's inauguration next week on January 15. Several leaders from the 16-member Southern African Development Community, SADC, including South Africa's President Ramaphosa, have confirmed their attendance. For KPFA Pacifica Radio in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaonza reporting.